Do you want to know something I've noticed about you? And what turns you on? It's the way I dress. You are very, very predictable in how you respond to the way I look. I don't need to wear makeup or put an expensive, stylish dress. I don't need my hair styled in a particular way. And I don't have to wear special lingerie. Though, you love it when I do. So, the thing that makes you most aroused is access. Easy access. Knowing that with one slight movement of fabric, you have the sweetest access you can imagine to the special part of me. The parts that feel so sensitive when you kiss them and lick them. The parts I save only for your touch. I'll be standing at the kitchen sink, wearing a t-shirt or a tank top. And a pair of panties. Maybe I'll be washing dishes or preparing food, watching the TV across the room, thinking about what I have to do tomorrow. I won't even be aware that you're in the room. And then suddenly I'll feel your presence behind me. I hear your soft breathing as you stand behind me, and your hand strokes my hair and raises it up from my neck. That's when I always feel your lips pressing softly and warmly on me. As you kiss along my neck and across my shoulders, you murmur to me, asking if I like what you're doing. And then you'll tell me how beautiful you think I am. And I can never help it. My head always arches backwards towards you, and that allows you to turn my face to the side and kiss me. I feel the bottom of my tank top being lifted from my skin, and warm hands slide back and forth across my stomach, then move upwards over my chest until I feel them caressing my breasts. By then, I'm not thinking about food or dishes. I'm thinking about how good it is that you have such easy access to me. Because it means your hands are roaming over my body, warm and strong, stroking my soft skin. And then you move your hands down my sides to my waist, and then still going further, slowly. You stroke my sweet curls and give a little moan of pleasure because my cheeks feel so soft and giving. Your hands slide over me and then your fingers grasp outside edges of my panties and pull the sides inward. So that my panties are lodged into my crack. A single, delicious, rich fabric. Resting so provocatively right between my pussy lips. God, that feels so erotic. I feel so open to you. And my panties get nice and wet. Because I can't help it. My pussy is soaked with my natural wetness. And that ridge of panty fabric becomes nice and slippery. So that when you move it, very gently, from side to side, across my lips. The fabric slips over my softness and tucks each of my lips, opening me up very gently. The friction that creates. It's so exquisite. And then, very, very slowly, you peel my panties down over. Peel the panties down over the curves of my cheeks, down the smooth skin of my thighs. And down the floor, where very gently you lift my legs out of them and turn me around you to face you. We stand, you fully clothed, but me wearing only a light tank top. Take a step towards me, and I feel your breath on my face. Our lips almost touch, that millimeter of distance between my lips and yours. Feels like the Grand Canyon, but I know that crossing it will bring me such sweet pleasure. So, I move my face slightly towards you until our lips glaze across each other's. The warm softness is such a sweet sensation. I feel my heart race and my breath quickens. And this bolt of desire flashes across my groin. Coming from deep, deep inside me. My body telling me it needs release urgently. Then you lift me up onto the counter. So now the way I'm sitting means that my face at the same level as yours. Our eyes lock, and the intensity of our gaze signals to each other our mutual desire. And then, to my surprise, you bring two high stools over to the counter. placed them at a nice distance apart from each other, and without saying a word, you take each of my legs and place my feet on the stools. I sit on the counter, my legs apart, and I realize that these stools have been placed very deliberately, and that when I position my feet on them, it replicates exactly the point when the act of opening my legs becomes an overtly sexual act. Provocative, teasing. You stand between my legs, kissing me on my mouth, my cheeks, my forehead, and then my desire crosses the border from longing to lust, and I pull you towards me, returning your kisses, and take your hand and place it between my legs. We look into each other's eyes, and in yours I see a question, and I answer it with a nod, and by moving one of your fingers up and down my slit. Knowing that that's what I want, you move it across my lips and make a circle very lazily around my lips. Your finger slits between my pussy and my thighs, as this unbearable tension builds inside me. And I know that the only way I'll find peace is if my tightness is released. And as if you're following my thoughts, at that exact moment, slide your fingers into me. The angle at which my legs are open gives you the easiest access of all. And slowly, you slide in and out of me, your fingers moist and slippery, and you come inside. So far. And I'm so wet, and the angle is so good. Feel the deepest you've ever been. You whisper to me, "I love to do this to you." And I can't help it. I start to write you. You know what I want. And hold your fingers still and reach it so that I can thrust myself onto you. Slowly at first, and then more urgently, as I feel my release building. You stand in front of me, and your arm slides around my back to hold me in place. Then gazing lovingly into my eyes, you start to thrust your fingers into me, and And each time I force myself onto your fingers, you match each of my strokes. I feel you. Push it deep into me. And I can't help it. I know I need to come. Baby, tell me I can come. Please, let me come for you. So, that's how I know that the thing that turns you on the most is easy access. Let's do this again, baby. Let's do this again soon.